sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you could travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this jockeying and stop that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see, I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. W-O-L-D. 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 W-O-L-D-D-D. I am the morning DJ.
It's 7 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, July the 24th, 2016. And this is another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Be right back. Okay, let me begin by apologizing for not being here last Sunday. Had another conflicting engagement, and so therefore, since I couldn't be in two places at the same time, I had to bow out of my Sunday programs here at WMFO. But I'm back this Sunday. Hopefully, you're going to enjoy what we're going to have for you here on A Brown Perspective on Sports and also on Sounds of Praise, which follows from 5 until 8 a.m. So, since we weren't here last week, and the big news last week was the Tom Brady decision not to go to the Supreme Court with his appeal, didn't talk about that. So maybe we'll throw it out there again today, just so that you'll know my perspective on that. Hey, Timmy. As I said on earlier programs, you know, Commissioner Goodell, following the lead of all the other owners, I won't say all the other, but a lot of the other owners, who were upset with the fact that the Patriots, after the Flategate, still remained a contender, after Spygate, I'm sorry, still remained a contender, and won a Super Bowl or two. After that, they wanted to do whatever they could to knock us off our horse. And so since they felt that Goodell let them get off too easily after Spygate, once this Deflategate thing came up, they decided they were going to throw the whole barn at us. Manure and all. But anyway, it was obviously ridiculous because the punishment was obviously ridiculous because if they did find tampering, there's a rule in the CBA which says it's a, $15,000 fine, tampering with equipment. Where does the $1 million fine and the loss of two draft picks, a first rounder and a fourth rounder, and the four-game suspension, where did that come from? Obviously, you know, he's playing King Goodell, and since the courts said, we're not going to get involved, I guess, that's what they said, we're not going to get involved as to whether there was an actual crime, what they're saying is, even though there was no crime, the CBA allows Goodell to do whatever he wants to whomever he wishes. So therefore, it would have been interesting to see if the Supreme Court would have taken it up, but I guess Brady felt it's best to lose four games at the beginning of the season than to lose four games in the middle of the season or near the end of the season or maybe even in the playoffs. So, anyway, that's the way it went. And so, therefore, hey, hats off to Tom Brady. He put the team first, and we'll see where it goes from there. I think there's the possibility that all the people who have been, especially on the Arizona Cardinals, who've been talking about, hey, we'd rather go against Garoppolo or whoever else with Patriots may put out there than Tom Brady, may be in for a surprise. Because if Garoppolo has Lewis and Blount and all the other people on the offensive line who were injured back, that they might have more to contend with than if Tom Brady was playing. Because what Garoppolo brings to the game that Brady doesn't is that he has legs and he can run and he can throw on the run. And just the basic offense that the Patriots use, the quick slants and whatnot, and with two monstrous tight ends. And who knows, some of the other people who've been out there that they drafted or picked up might improve. Aaron Dobson was looking like, okay, he recognizes that this is it. If he doesn't make it this year with the club, who knows? He may be back pounding the pavement looking for a job. So the Patriots offense may be more dynamic this year than it has been in quite a while. Like I said, with Edelman and everybody else hopefully healthy and back, that this could be a tremendous ball club. And then we have the potential of a quarterback controversy. If Garoppolo does well in his first four games, do you pull him? Do they dare not put Brady back in? There's that old, I don't know if it's a rule or whatnot, but supposedly you don't lose your job because of an injury. So maybe this could be another Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady type situation. The only thing is Garoppolo Brady. But I would not be surprised. I don't look for the Patriots to fold and lose four games in a row. That's for sure. And 3-1 would not be bad. And I'm not. I don't think that 4-0 is out of the realm of possibility either. But that's just my perspective. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. Again, our new phone number here in the studio is 855-915-WMFO. Or if you like all numbers, it's 855-915-9636. Either one. That's the same thing. Okay, 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. On this Sunday, July the 24th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday talking sports. Love to get you involved in the conversation, and to do that, very simple, you just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Be back with more sports talk here on WMFO. 91.5 FM, Medford Touch Freeform Radio.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw.
Shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
911.
Yeah, and also brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 421 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time, I'm host Donnelly Brown, talking sports here regularly every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. And I almost said 617. No, it's 855-915-WMFO. 91.5 is our station number, and WMFO is our station name. And so therefore, if you can get the 855 part down, you know 91.5 WMFO. So there you go. Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball. We may get back to some football, Patriots in the National Football League and other stuff later on, if we have time. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, Mariners 14. Yeah, Mariners 14, the Blue Jays 5, the Orioles 5, and Cleveland 2, the Twins 11, and the Red Sox 9, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. That game was suspended because of rain. Astros 7, and the Angels 2, Rangers 7, and the Royals 4, the A's 4, and the Rays 3. Over in the National League, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 4. The Nationals 3 and the Padres 2. The Brewers 6 and the Cubs 1. The Reds 6 and the Diamondbacks 1. Marlins 7 and the Mets 2. The Dodgers 7 and the Cardinals 2. The Rockies 8 and the Braves 4. And an interleague game, Giants 2 and the Yankees 1. Excuse me. In that Red Sox game, Brock Holt went 2 for 6. Scored 2 runs. He's hitting .265 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 2 for 6. Scored 2 runs with RBI. He's hitting .304. Xander Bogaerts went 4 for 6. And somewhere in that game, I heard he was going into that game batting over .600 against the Twins. I don't know what he's batting now after going 4 for 6. David Ortiz, and he's hitting .329 in the season. David Ortiz went 3 for 3, scored 2 runs with 2 RBIs and a walk. He's hitting .332. You go, Dave. Hanley Ramirez went 1 for 3, scored a run, 3 RBIs. He got a 12th home run of the year. And he also got 2 walks. He's hitting .280 on the season. Jackie Bradley Jr., 3 for 4, but he didn't score a run. That's the problem right there. 2 RBIs, however. He's hitting .300. Hill went 0 for 4 with a walk, hitting .190. Leon went 0 for 4 with a walk, hitting .395. Martinez played right field in place of Mookie Betts. He went 0 for 3, scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting .273. Brent's pitch hit for him, and he went 0 for 1. He's hitting .295. The beginning of that game was a mild hurricane. The wind was blowing like crazy. And the first run that the Twins scored was based on a fly ball that was taken by the wind almost out of the ballpark. And it banged up against the lower right field wall and wound up as a triple. And that runner eventually scored, and that started it for the Red Sox. Price went 5 2/3 innings. I can hear the wolves out there already howling. He gave up 11 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He walked two, struck out four, with a 4.51 ERA. Someone's going to say, well, you know, with all the money he's paying, a little wind should not throw him off stride. He's been in the majors for so long, you know, he should be used to all these kind of adverse situations. Hey, the guy's obviously pressing because of the fact the Boston press, yeah, the media in general, have been on his case like you would not believe, as if it was their money. Clay Buchholz came in. He pitched an inning, gave up three hits, three runs, all of them earned, struck out two. His ERA is 6.10. But Lane came in after him. He took the loss, however. Got no one out, gave up two hits, two runs, all of them earned. Walked one. He has a 3.95 ERA, but his last two outings were not good at all. Hembree won a third of an inning, gave up three hits, one run. It was earned, struck out one. He has a 2.41 ERA. And then we got a little sanity. Ross came in, pitched a clean inning. He has a 4.04 ERA. And Ziegler came in, pitched an inning, struck out two. And he's yet to give up a run in the Red Sox uniform. So far, the pressure has not gotten to him. Hopefully, he won't get to anybody else either. But, you know, if you've come from a media market like Arizona, where football is not football, baseball, where sports, really, I guess, is not a major concern out there as it is around here. It's life and death to some people. But anyway, Ziegler's been doing fairly well. And I understand that our regular closer is progressing really fast after his injury, knee surgery. And he should be throwing the ball fairly soon, they say. Excuse me. That's on flat ground before he progresses to a mound session, and we'll see where it goes from there. But anyway, that's what's going on. I can hear all the, you know, the people out there crying and moaning and whatnot because of the fact that we've fallen out of first place and we can't get up. Baltimore is in first place, 56-40. Red Sox are second, 54-41. A game and a half back. Then there is the Blue Jays. They lost. They're 54-44, but they don't take it as serious up there in Canada as we do down here. Some of us do down here. Toronto is three games back. The Yankees lost. They're 49-48. Putting them 7.5 games back, and then there's Tampa Bay. In the Central Division, there's Cleveland. They lost yesterday, making them 56-40. The Detroit Tigers won, making them 52-46. They're 5 games back. Then there's Kansas City, Chicago, and Minnesota. Somehow or other, I don't think Kansas City's going to be able to repeat their championship bid again. Well, we'll see. Excuse me. Out west, there is Texas. The eyes of Texas are upon you. And the Rangers. What did the Rangers do? The Rangers won, making them 56-42. And the Houston Astros, this is an all Texas thing. They won yesterday, making them 53-44. They're 2.5 games back. Seattle Mariners, they also won, 50-47. They are 5.5 games back. And then there's L.A. and Oakland. In the National League, the Washington Nationals won yesterday, making them 58-40. Followed by the Miami Marlins. Don Mattingly has brought some sanity and some good baseball down there in Miami. Hats off to Don. The Marlins also won yesterday, making them 53-44. They're 4.5 games back. Then there is the New York Mets. They lost yesterday, making them 51-45. They're 6 games back. Then there's Philadelphia and Atlanta. In the Central Division, there are the Chicago Cubbies. And they lost yesterday, making them 58-38. But the St. Louis Cardinals, they also lost and they are 7.5 games behind, and so is Pittsburgh, 9.5 back, Milwaukee and Cincinnati bringing up the rear. Out west in the National League, the San Francisco Giants, they won. They are 58-39, followed by the LA Dodgers, who won yesterday. They're 56-43, 3 games back. Colorado, San Diego, and Arizona are playing for next year. It's 4:31 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, July the 24th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 855-915-WMFO. Forget that other stuff. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Remember me?
Not now, triglyceride. I'm trying to get everybody to remember you. I'm Dr. Donica Moore. We all know about good and bad cholesterol. But how much do you know about your triglyceride level?
150. Tell them to keep me under 150.
She's right. Experts say normal triglycerides are below 150. Elevated triglyceride levels can increase your risk of heart disease. And if you're a woman, that risk goes up even more.
Don't risk it, people. Heart disease is not pretty.
As you may have guessed, the forgotten fat, triglyceride, is ready to share the attention with good and bad cholesterol.
Good this, bad that, nah, nah, nah.
For your sake and mine, always remember to ask about the good, the bad, and the forgotten fat, triglycerides.
Hey, Doc, did they get that 150 message?
They got it. For more information on all of your blood fats, go to ForgottenFat.com.
That's ForgottenFat.com.
We all know you're there now. This message brought to you by Sister to Sister, working together for healthy hearts.
And also by your friends at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:35 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time and host Donnie Brown talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. If you tuned in last Sunday, you didn't get me because I wasn't here. As I said earlier in the program, had another engagement that conflicted with this one. And so, therefore, I had to take a the Sunday off. Anyway, it was well worth it. But we're back. We're talking sports. And again, our phone number, 855-915-WMFO. Even I forget it because the other one is so ingrained in my memory. I say it without even looking, thinking. And so, therefore, hey, there you go. Okay, before we get off baseball, good news for the Red Sox, even though we lost two in a row to Minnesota. And, oh, the sky is falling. Minnesota's a terrible team, the worst record in the American League. But I heard all that. Hey, they're Major League Baseball players, and they get paid big bucks to play baseball. They may not be the best at this time, but they got some young bats, young players, young arms, and hey, on any given day, they can turn it around. Doesn't mean they're going to be championship contending caliber type teams, but you know, hey, don't panic. Still just July for crying out loud. Boston fans, especially Red Sox fans, I guess all Boston fans, they aren't happy unless they can panic over something. Team could be undefeated and they're panicking. The games weren't that pretty. What? I hate it when writers say that. How many Pulitzer Prize columns do they write every week? That's what I want to know. But anyway, that's another story. I don't consider them my brethren because they just are too far out. The main concern, it seems to me, is, you know, let's see how many papers we can sell and let's see how many people we can get to listen to us and how many people can take our rants and carry them on to work and their home and in the barbershop and everything else. Hey, I've been around much too long to rant and rave when the team is not doing well or they lose a few games or whatever. As long as the effort is there, hey, I'm satisfied. So there, now you heard that from a broad perspective on sports. excuse me. Mookie Betts' knee was examined. There's no structural damage. Swelling was caused, I guess, by a bruise or whatever. And so he's day-to-day. So therefore, let's not panic. Prior to missing, being taken out of the game 2 nights ago and then missing yesterday's game, was that he had only missed one game the entire year. The kid needs a rest. Plus, he didn't get as much rest as everybody else because he was playing in the All-Star game. So, hey, give him a break. And stop panicking around here. We can't have any more panic attacks. Mentioned panic to somebody and they were miffed because they thought they shouldn't be considered as being panicky. Hey, I calls them the way I sees them. Okay, 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and this Sunday, July the 24th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, give me a call. Here we go. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, where are we going next here? Before we get off baseball, that's why I said I'm not panicking. And I say we're not a last place team as we were the last 2 years. So, therefore, that's an improvement. I'm happy with that. They've been playing very good ball. They've been hitting the ball all over the place. The pitching has not been that great, but it hasn't been terrible either. We've got Wright and we've got... can't even think of his name. But, we've had two pitchers up there who've had great years. And so, therefore, not to panic. Okay, what am I going to say? And Eduardo Rodriguez pitched a great game, but he pitched well in his last two games, 1-1. And To me, maybe he might have gotten the hook a little bit too soon. But, hey, the team only got one run, so therefore, unless you pitch a shutout, yeah, gonna win too many of those games. Anyway, where are we going from here, Darnley? We are going to say that with the races as close as they are, with Toronto and Baltimore, and occasionally New York, you know, throwing their hats in the ring, that, you know, the Red Sox still have a good shot of making the playoffs, winning the Eastern title, and who knows how far they can go beyond that. Drew Pomerantz, our latest starting pitcher pickup, got bombed around in his first game after getting a big lead, too. And here again, you know, was that nerves? Was it the designated hitter that he has to face now that he's not in the National League? Is it the bigger ballparks? Someone said that they weren't too impressed by him because he's a fly ball pitcher who played in San Diego with a big ballpark, which was pitcher friendly. Ain't happening here in Fenway. A lot of those fly balls are out of here. So we'll have to see if he is the answer or not. But we'll have to go from what we see, because I knew nothing about Drew Pomerantz before we supposedly sold the farm to get him. It's 4:42 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, July 24th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports over here virtually every Sunday, not last Sunday, somebody's saying out there, but virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, our new phone number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I shall be back. Okay, it's 4:47 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes, .com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Celtics signed Tyler Zeller and Gerald Green. Now, that's he was a free agent from Miami and began his career quite a few years ago with the Boston Celtics. Had the problem of coming up in the Doc Rivers era, and Doc Rivers had a short fuse, virtually no patience at all for developing young players. And Green was a great shooter, good leaper, and didn't put too much effort into defense. Wasn't that much of a ball handler. Didn't do too much one-on-one. And so he found plenty of rest time on Doc's bench. Traveled overseas a few years. Came back and had some off-field problems, off-the-court problems. I don't know how serious they were. But anyway, I'm sure the Celtics did their due diligence, and they signed Gerald Green, which means that maybe James Young and R.J. Hunter are on the hot seat, battling now for maybe just one spot instead of, you know, having two spots that look like they might be there, since the Celtics were definitely desperately in need of some outside shooting. And as I said sometime after the playoffs, that Jay Crowder is certainly not 100%, and so therefore it wasn't so much that the sagging of the defense by Atlanta killed the Celtics offense. It was that Isaiah Thomas had no one to pass to that was going to be able to throw the ball in the ocean. Bradley went down early with a hamstring, and Crowder was playing with the high ankle sprain, which I understand, you know, really did not stop hurting him until just a few weeks ago. So, hey, that was part of the reason that we lost to Atlanta. Would we have gone any further than that? I don't know. But obviously a healthy Jay Crowder would have improved our chances anyway. Now we have Zeller, who had, you know, he had a bang-up game last year. I think he got 25 points. Now, he's not the shot blocker, rim protector that you would like, but he runs the floor. He makes you, you know, do your due diligence as far as defense is concerned. And so, therefore, hey, that makes sense. And the fact that he got 2 years with the second year not guaranteed, I think $8 million or something like that. So, hey, I think it's a good pickup. He knows the system. He plays hard when he's given the opportunity. And so we'll see what happens this year. Gerald Green, I would not be surprised if he takes the number two. He takes the Evan Turner position as the number two shooting guard behind Bradley this year. And we'll see what happens to Hunter and James Young. Yabusele, to me, looked pretty good. He didn't, you know, he had, you know, he's a rookie. And he got more money going to China, but it might have improved his game more by going to a better league in Europe. So we'll have to see whether China was the best deal for the Celtics. Maybe it might be the best deal for him financially. And I guess the question is, you know, is he going to be able to make the team next year? You know, I don't understand all the ramifications about NBADL. Why not, if he plays well, you know, give him a shot at going to the NBADL? You know, he would like the lobsters, lobster claws up there in Maine. he's going to Europe, and we'll see. I mean, he's going to China, so we'll see whether that improves his game or not. Jaylen Brown looks like the backup to Jay Crowder, unless Jerebko can beat him out because of knowledge of the system. Now, Brown, I don't know if he's going to progress better, you know, with the ball club, or would he do better, you know, playing in the NBADL? You know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But so far, so good. He made the Summer League All-Star, second All-Star team. And so, therefore, hey, we'll see what happens. And I guess the signing of Tyler Zeller means that our chase for one of the big men from Philadelphia has ended. And so we'll see whether Philadelphia, who probably wanted an arm and a leg and some other body parts, and they wanted to give us Nerlens Noel instead of Okafor. You know, no, it wasn't going to work. But anyway, they've now got to figure out with three centers or whatever they are, you know, if how that's going to work, since obviously the number one pick is going to be the, should be the number one power forward. Although maybe he can play small forward. I don't know. Do they have enough players? I don't know. I don't know their roster. I'm not really concerned about it anyway. That's Philadelphia's problem. Okay, so are the Celtics improved over last year? Well, having lost Evan Turner, that means that we have lost something in the backcourt. And I think we would have signed Evan if he had the, you know, a better shooting game in the playoffs than he did. But the money that was thrown, I think we could have signed him earlier for a good raise, but the fact that he didn't shoot as well when he had the opportunity that in the playoffs, that Danny said, okay, let's look elsewhere, and if he remains unsigned, then we can sign him up. But Portland threw tons of money at him, and so therefore, hey, you go where the money is. And Portland's not that bad a ball club, and so therefore, less pressure out there as well. He should have a continued good career. I guess that's about it as far as the Celtics are concerned. We had some players in our rookie league who excelled, did better than we thought they would do. I think they'll probably be destined for the NBA DL. That's probably why Yabusele was sent to China, or allowed to go to China, stash him overseas. And because they probably have at least two players that were drafted in the second round who are probably going to go to Maine. Maine Red Claws. So therefore, that's probably what's going to happen. Okay, it's 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donald Brown. It's the Sunday, July the 24th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday except last Sunday. Apologize again for not being here. Like I said, had conflicting engagements. It couldn't be two places at the same time, so therefore I missed the program. Hopefully you missed me too, right? Yeah, I know you guys missed me out there. 4:56 here. Oh, before we transition into other stuff, the Olympics, not that far off. And with all the stuff that's supposedly still going on in Rio, all the problems could take away from the actual competition. They're still finding body parts floating in the rivers out there. And the Zika virus, and a lot of the places are still not habitable as yet. A lot of the construction is still going on feverishly, and the police are on strike, and crime is raging, and the government is not the best. We only talk about governments. We leave them out of sorts for the time being. But hey, I'm all in favor of banning Russia. I knew that Vladimir Putin was going to pull some stuff to make his guys and girls look good over there during the Sochi Winter Olympics. And they were caught red-handed. And so I said, ban them. Okay. Throw them down the river. If Brady can get 4-game suspension, ban Russia. I'm all in favor of that. Okay, it's 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports again. Hopefully you'll get involved in the conversation with our new phone number, which is 855-915-WMFO. Now, I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have one of our more popular programs coming this today. We are going to be featuring gospel with an Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor. I know a lot of my listeners out there love those programs. They tell me about it all the time. When are you going to do another gospel with an Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor, boy? Well, today's the day. So you stay tuned for that. Don't you go anywhere. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday at 4 a.m. when we start our thereabouts. At 4 a.m. when we do another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. And invite you to stay tuned now from 5 until 8 a.m. with another edition of Sounds of Praise. Gospel with Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor. You don't want to miss it.